Chapter 1.
Well, what do you think?
Miles Stewart sat across the table, trying to read the inscrutable face of his lunch companion. Simone chased the bite of muffaletta with sweet tea and lifted her arm to get the attention of their waitress. Corinne wandered over, more sass in the sway of her hips than she'd had when Miles moved to Wishful 7 months before. He hadn't gotten the story on her yet.
Get your refill on that tea, hon?
I'd like to speak to the cook.
Something wrong with your sandwich?
Corinne asked.
I'd just like to speak to the cook, Simone said evenly.
With a worried frown, the waitress headed back to the kitchen.
What are you doing, Simone?
She just lifted a sardonic brow and continued to sip her tea. Miles glanced back to the kitchen, where Mama Pearl Buckley, goddess of pie and gossip, and owner of Dinner Bell's Diner, stepped through the door. Her brows drew down in thundercloud formation as she looked Simone's way.
Oh, this is not good. Not good at all. Seriously, if something's wrong, they'll fix it. There's no need to call Omar out.
Omar, huh?
Omar Buckley, master of the kitchen, and Mama Pearl's youngest son, pushed into the room, a grease-spattered apron stretched across abs that were just as flat as they'd been when he'd played on scholarship as running back for Ole Miss 8 years ago, before the knee injury that blew his football career. Miles had heard that sad tale over coffee several months back. Omar's face was a twin of his mother's, and he had the shoulders and arms to back up his displeasure.
Shit!
The last thing Miles needed was Simone making enemies her first day on the job. Miles could see the headline now. Out-of-towner earns Buckley wrath, banned from diner for life. The lunch crowd went silent as Omar's shadow fell over the table. Everyone waited with bated breath to see how things would unfold.
Something I can do for you, ma'am?
This last he added after a pause. Simone tipped her head back, blatantly scanning him from head to toe and back again, her lovely mocha-colored face absolutely deadpan.
Omar, I presume? Yeah. I just wanted to shake the hand of the man who made the best damned muffaletta I've had outside the French Quarter.
Miles released an audible breath. The tension in Omar's face smoothed into a grin.
That a fact. I lived there for close to 10 years, so I'm in a position to know.
She offered her hand.
Simone Grayson.
Omar took it, his bigger palm swallowing Simone's.
You visiting? New in town. Glad to know I'll be able to satisfy at least some of my culinary cravings for Nolens.
Now that the threat was past, Omar made his own lazy survey of Simone, ending with an expression that said he'd be happy to satisfy any craving she had, culinary or otherwise. And Simone wasn't shutting him down.
Wasn't that interesting?
As the silence stretched out between them, charging like a freaking Duracell, Miles fell back on old social training for proper introductions.
Simone's the new full-time reporter for The Observer.
That right.
Omar does a bi-monthly food column for the paper. He rotates out with Tom Thatcher from the Spring House.
I look forward to testing out some of your recipes.
You do that, and if you have a hankering for something in particular, you let me know. I might can do something about it.
Simone smiled, and Miles was put in mind of a cat that had cornered a particularly tasty form of prey.
I'll keep that in mind.
Thanks.
As Omar headed back to the kitchen, Simone dove into her muffaletta in earnest.
You need a cold shower? Miles asked, because I'm pretty sure you just cranked up the temperature in here a good 15 degrees.
She shrugged.
Let's just say I'm more than a little glad I let you talk me away from the Times-Picayune.
And I consider that one of my greatest coups. I told you you'd love it here.
His phone dinged.